Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and we're talking the top 10 tips to heal allergies with naturopathic doctor, Dr. Barry Taylor, also author of Love Your Body, and it is available on Amazon. We're here on Half Hour to Health, and we're picking back up at tip number six.
Tip number six, I think we're up to the lungs. Remembering that an allergen can affect the skin, or lungs, or colon, or nervous system. So when you're dealing with, you know, chronic infections, that might not be an allergy. It just might be a bug is kind of camped out, and, you know, it's hard to ask that bug to move on. But there are a lot of clients, a lot of people out there who do have chronic bronchitis and chronic lung symptoms, and there's an allergic component. Certainly, most people, you know, when they go to a lung specialist or they go to their PCP and they say, oh, your difficult breathing, your compromised breathing is asthma, it's pretty common that that PCP is not going to say, oh, it's really your dust allergy. That's really the problem. You know, so it's one thing to get an inhaler. It's another thing to say, oh, if we really want to deal with the asthma effectively, how are we not treating the way you're dealing with molds, or the way you're dealing with dust, or the way you really get run down for 1 month, 6, 8 weeks, every spring, every summer, and that takes you 6 months to recover because of how badly you're sneezing and your whole upper respiratory is really under assault. So again, the simple things like pyridoxine, B6, which is a great bronchodilator, or pycnogenol, which is in one of my Love Your Body healthy allergy formulas, are examples, certainly getting adjusted by you or any really talented chiropractor. It's really important to open up the way the nerves innervate the lungs. But again, when we're talking about supporting the lungs, you know, we're looking at identifying, you know, what is the trigger, not just here, take some more vitamin C, which will really help neutralize the allergic reaction. That's true. Take some more B6. That'll help you breathe a little better. Okay, that's true. But more importantly, how are we going to go after getting to the allergy, which is what I'm building up to? A lot of colon issues. A lot of people who either have spastic colitis or they alternate between diarrhea and constipation. They've got chronic loose stools. Maybe it's just named IBS. Maybe it's not named Crohn's. But all of that stuff, while it could have a strong emotional component, that's true for many people, true, as could asthma and as could eczema, so all of them can have strong emotional components. But from a physical point of view, you're wanting to take herbs like marshmallow root and slippery elm and aloe. There was a gastroenterologist in the 20s and 30s. A lot of MDs then were herbalists. His name was Robert, so let's name an herbal formula after him. There's something commonly known as Robert's formula, which is a combination of herbs that help heal the irritation. Now, that's not really healing the allergy. That's helping somebody cope better with the allergy, where somebody's, you know, uncomfortable because they're going to the bathroom 3, 4, 5 times a day. And in that case, you'd really need to use a very high-end Lactobacillus acidophilus. I make something in my line called Healthy Flora that's got 50 billion units per capsule. It doesn't have to be refrigerated. That's non-dairy. There are other good ones besides the one that is in my Love Your Body line. And then there are a lot of allergies that are skin-related, as you know. And then that's very specific. So zinc is a real lock and key for the skin. Vitamin A is a lock and key, highly effective for skin allergies. GLA in either barrage oil or even primrose oil is part of the Love Your Body line. And something called proanthocyanides are different. The nutrients in the skin of grapes, just like there's a nutrient from the tree pine. I know that a lot of people are allergic to tree pine, but there are certain fabulous herbs that will stop allergic reactions in the lungs and stop allergic reactions for the skin that are really helpful. You were really interested, thanks so much, at the very beginning of the show to talk about brain stuff. So careful, I'm going to go out on a real skinny branch now. Some allergies are from side effects of vaccines. I'm not saying that every child should not be vaccinated. I am saying there's a way that most children are vaccinated where on a schedule, oh, your kid is a month old, oh, your kid is 3 months old, the infant goes in and gets 2, 3, 4 different vaccines in the same moment. And for some children, their nervous system just cannot handle that. And it begins to get the brain to misinterpret all sorts of things. So there are what are called brain sensitivities. And you know, you've met, most everybody listening to this will know, there are some people who are hypersensitive to smoke. Not just smoke bothers me, but, you know, they're around people. You go to workshops now, you go to conferences, and there's all sorts of signs. Please don't wear any perfumes. Because some people, their brain misinterprets those odors, and they get headachy, or they get anxious, or they get all sorts of mental, emotional, and physical symptoms. All of those things can be dealt with, Dr. Steph, I'm going to say somewhere between 80 to 90%. You know, I've been practicing for close to 40 years, and I'd say that what I'm talking about is not 100% that you can turn around, but it doesn't matter if somebody's allergy is an anaphylactic, that's as in really severe, or their reaction is mild to moderate. All of this, by looking at heavy metals, by restoring the gut, by relaxing the nervous system, by getting people's immune system just in overdrive in the most optimal way that a lot of doctors, unfortunately, are not thinking, what do we need to use? Are we really even looking at zinc levels and vitamin C levels? Once you do all that and then you identify, oh, this is a hypersensitivity to a chemical. This is an allergy to dust. Then what you can do once the foundation's really built, we're clearing away heavy metals if there are any, we're clearing away other kinds of interferences, they're in great chiropractic care with you or some other of your brothers and sisters that are fabulous chiropractors, then you can start to do either something called neuromodulation technique. Nate, maybe you've heard of. Many of the listeners may not have heard of those, but there are techniques to train the brain to reinterpret what was being interpreted as negative, as in causing a hive and causing the digestive diarrhea or causing the sneezing. You can redirect and retrain the brain very efficiently. And I'm not saying it takes a day, but it also usually doesn't take 6 months to a year. And I'm dealing with clients who have, you know, not two or three. They've got 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 different foods and inhalants. There are ways to allow the brain to interpret messages differently. Sometimes you have to do a lot of testing. Sometimes that can be critical. Otherwise, the nervous system is in sympathetic dominance. You know, they're still in overdrive, not from missing meals to the alcohol or sugar. They now are snacking. It's just, you know, they're somebody who's used to driving themselves. And I'm not saying driving yourself and working really hard is not good. I'm not saying everybody's got to meditate 2 hours a day. I'm saying, when you're dealing with difficult asthma, irritable bowel, and many, many other kinds of allergic conditions, sometimes a key is to teach people that there's an opportunity to master their demands by increasing their resources so that they can manage stress better. Because, in fact, as I said, their allergies are an example that those demands, those triggers, they're not dealing well. And so maybe they need to listen to music or meditate or do Tai Chi, or they need to see you more often. I mean, you know, they need to, you know, put themselves in your hands so that you can teach them how to, you know, reset all their switches, all their electrical switches in their neck and their back and their brain. So do I have a time for a very quick 45-year-old woman who came to see me?
You've got a minute. Tell us the story.
Okay, I'm going to refer her to you because she's now ready to see you. So she comes in on inhalers and two other allergy medications and trazodone and antidepressants, Klonopin for anxiety. And she's a 45-year-old woman, and it's been 4 months now, and she's on Klonopin twice a week. She takes trazodone twice a month. She's off her inhalers, and I took her through what we just went through in the last radio show, in this interview. I took her through so that we dealt with all the hidden heavy metals, blood sugar stability, detoxing, and it took about 4 months. But, you know, she has almost zero allergy symptoms. She's on a couple of my Love Your Body formulas. That's true. Her nervous system is working better on only Klonopin twice a week. And she's on calming formula in the Love Your Body form, which is theanine. And so it was a complicated case, but it's important for your listeners to know that about 80 to 90% of allergy symptoms can be dramatically improved when you look at the underlying factors that are driving the symptoms.
And that's why I love talking with you, because you are talking about finding the cause of your body's lack of ease. And that is a language I love to speak. We've been talking with Dr. Barry Taylor. He is the author of Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing. He is a naturopathic doctor down in Massachusetts. Check out his website at drbarrytaylor.com. You've been listening to Half Hour to Health. We are here and sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49 at any of our locations in Meredith, Pembroke, or in Epping. Call 575-9080. That's 575-9080. Or find us on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. Thank you, Dr. Barry, for being with us once again.
God bless, Dr. Steph. Great to talk to you as always.
Oh, thank you. Hope to have you back again. You've been listening to WTPL and WEMJ, Half Hour to Health. We'll see you next time.